Hello and welcome to Redefine, your home for news about parental school choice and education reform.
Well, Rebecca, thanks so much for giving us some of your time this morning. I wanted to start off with what I think is a contrast. I covered, as a reporter, one of the biggest school districts in Florida for about 3 years. Has about 120 schools, and over that span, I can recall a total of two principals who were hired from outside the district. Now, with this Education Entrepreneurs Fellowship, you guys are going far and wide to search for the best principals you can find to come in and head up these charter schools in Tennessee. So why are you doing that? Why are you doing a national search, essentially, for talent?
Well, first of all, thank you for having us on. I really appreciate the opportunity to share more about our program. I think that the reason we're focusing on national talent stems from some lessons that Tennessee has had the opportunity to learn, many lessons that, in fact, other states have learned the hard way, but because Tennessee has come onto the scene, the charter school scene, a little later than most, one of those key lessons is that any reform effort that you put into place will only be successful if you have the right people and enough of them to make concentrated change in the city, in the cities or in the states. And so for us, we are looking within Tennessee. So it's not that we're not looking within Tennessee. We're certainly concentrating a lot of recruitment effort on folks who have school leadership experience in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. But we also believe that Tennessee has a lot to offer a principal or a school leader who may be thinking about their next challenge. We have an incredibly positive, I would say that we have legislative support, a lot of broad political support. We have huge philanthropic support. And we have reform efforts that really allow people to be prosperous and to be able to get their visions up and running. So I think for us, like, for example, we have recruited Todd Dixon. He's the former executive director of Summit Prep, a charter high school in Redwood City. And we recruited him away from California because we were able to show him all of these resources that were available. And so we think that there are leaders out there that are innovative, that are looking for their next challenge, that want to potentially build a CMO, want to potentially do something different, the sort of charter school 3.0 that Chris Barbic has mentioned in the past. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's an exciting opportunity for someone to come here and to have the time and resources they need to develop a model that is responsive to the needs of Tennessee and then to launch it with a lot of support.
Okay. Well, can you give me a little better idea of what kind of people you're looking for? You know, who would make a good candidate? What kind of things these principals, you know, would have on the resume that might give them a shot at being selected?
Sure. So what we're looking for are folks with school leadership experience. So not exclusively principals. We're looking for folks who have experience managing, supervising, and developing adults in a school setting. Folks who have experience in a high poverty or turnaround setting are also highly desired in our work. Mm-hmm. And folks who essentially have a record of achievement, have done this before, have moved students and created success for students. So that isn't necessarily at the school level, but it could be, you know, at a grade level, it could be in their teaching.
If I understand this right, you're looking for looking to fill 6 to 8 slots twice a year, is that right?
No, 6 to 8 slots total is what we have funding for, and we're working to raise more funds for more spots.
I gotcha. And when do you hope to fill them?
We are taking applications now, and we're going through a screening process now. We're not going to let a good leader go, so we will.
Okay.
As soon as we know we want somebody, we're gonna make them an offer.
Well, once you find the people that you want, what's next? You know, how long is the fellowship, and what will they be learning? What will they be doing?
Essentially, this is a competency-based fellowship. In other words, we're taking experienced leaders who know how to do a lot of the work of principals, And we are looking at the competencies that they need to master, not only to be principals, but to really function as CEOs of a nonprofit organization. So everything from finance and operations to advocacy and community organizing to instruction and, you know, faculty development. So there's a huge range, I mean, in everything in between. And we use this competency model to create an individualized, essentially, leadership plan that the fellow will have the opportunity to execute, and we do that in conjunction with them. So a leader will come in and will have certain strengths and certain areas that they need to continue to develop. We will look at those strengths, and we will develop a plan for their own sort of personalized learning. So they'll go to certain sites and schools and get the examples of excellence. They'll have intensive residencies where they have the opportunity to work in areas that are not their wheelhouse. We're sending them to trainings and having them work with executive coaches. So all of these are sort of resources that are available to wrap around the leader and to complement and sort of supplement what they already bring to the work.
So they won't be going into a school right off the bat and being principal. They're going to take a year or 2 years to learn all these other things and to build up their strengths?
Yeah, so it's actually they get three years of support. Two are before school is operational, and one is in their first year of operation as a school leader. The first year is really a training and leadership development year. It's also the year where they develop their charter school application. And all of our leaders are applying to the Achievement School District.
Ah, okay.
And so we actually have a turnaround component to the work as well. So take all of the skills that someone needs to have to found a high-performing charter school, and then add the context of an existing school culture and a neighborhood context and skills that are required for turnaround. It's a pretty large number of skills that somebody has to master, and so it takes time. And it takes time to really think about, how am I going to be the neighborhood school leader? How am I going to serve every student? It's no longer, you know, the kids not a mission fit. It's that all kids fit our mission. And I think that one of the things that's really, really exciting about this work is that, and I think that leaders, there's certain leaders that are going to be really excited about this, is that this is the opportunity, these are the next, you know, generation challenges of the charter school movement. You know, whether it's doing turnaround of persistently low-performing district schools or bringing models to scale that have not been in the form of a CMO, and introducing new models. So the first year is really about exposure to excellence. It's about building out your model and creating your application, and all the while building out your own individual skills as a leader. Once a school leader has been approved, they will be matched with a school through the ASD process. And at that point, they have a year. So they submit in April, they are matched in June, and then they have a year to incubate, to essentially build relationships with the community, to develop plans for engagement with the community, to plan out their schedules and to do their hiring, all of those things. There's a huge laundry list of things that they have to do to launch that school and make it ready to be open.
So they're going to get plenty of prep time to get those pieces into place before they actually step in as principal.
Absolutely. And okay. One of the things that's really neat is that, you know, this is an existing school that they're going to be going into and transforming. They're either going to be phasing in a new model, or they're going to do a wholesale takeover. So they have to build relationships with the folks in the building that are already there. And so they have that time to build relationships and to build trust and to see which teachers are, you know, high performing in that school and that they want to keep, and which teachers are not going to, you know, to advance their goals. So they work through from June to June doing that. And then those are pre-operational. And then the last year of our support is essentially early launch support. And it concentrates on turnaround competencies and actions. So those actions that are associated with successful school turnaround. And we're working closely with the University of Virginia to build out our training and our coaching around that.
Well, how unique is this project that you're doing? I mean, is anybody else doing national searches for principals?
Not that I'm aware of. I think we're sort of pioneering something here.
And do you think we'll be seeing more of it? I mean, if districts in down here in Florida or Texas or Missouri or whatever, if they don't want somebody like you guys to come in and steal their best principals, they're going to have to get more competitive about keeping them, right?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope we actually have competition. I want the best principals and the best teachers to be, for there to be competition about over them, and I want more of them. So I think that, not to the extent that I can't meet the needs of Tennessee, obviously, but to the extent that we cultivate and celebrate excellence in this work, I would love that.
Okay. Well, Rebecca, this has been great. I really appreciate you taking so much time out to talk to me.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks so much.